Yeah. I can't hear you. Who? Connor? What? Wait, Connor, where are you? What? Connor? Oh, shit.
Everything okay?
Oh, shit. Come on. Listen, something just happened. I need to talk to you. I know you said you couldn't, but this... You need to call me. It's important. Call me as soon as you get this. It's about Connor. That car behind us? Is it following us?
You serious?
Go left.
You said you wanted to go to the airport.
Go left! He's right behind.
He's probably just going to work.
Thomas? Connor? Is it?
Tell the driver to pull over.
What?
Caitlin, tell the driver to pull over now.
Who are you?
Breaking news.
It's just come in during the break.
Wreckage believed to have come from the missing Atlantic Flight 702 has been found in the North Atlantic.
Unidentified source.
As you say, just minutes after takeoff.
We were pulling up the nets, and I saw what I thought was a whale caught up there. But then I saw something mechanical and pieces of orange life vests.
Other objects found drifting in the ocean current suggest a crash site.
Bring this, a child's water bottle. A poignant reminder of the lives lost that night on Flight 702.
Using a type of analysis never before used in an investigation.
The indications of burning along the tail fin suggest a catastrophic
event. This appears to confirm that Atlantic Flight 702 was indeed brought down by an explosion.
The focus of the inquiry now is to pin down the exact location of the plane.
6 months of being pushed along by the currents, it should be possible to fairly accurately...
No, what I'm saying is the North Atlantic currents don't work in that way.
Its last position was...
Sir, the families want answers.
Well, of course... Of course, the families want answers. We all want answers.
If there was terrorism or criminal intent, the sea has effectively aided and abetted to hide the crime.
We have to learn. We have to move on. Life is a fragile thing, and maybe this is a time for all of us to pause and turn to those we love and hold them close, because life, well, life is... fragile.
If you need a book hangover cure and some laughs, Fantasy Fangirls podcast is just for you. I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nicole. And we're two sisters who dive deep into your favorite fantasy books one series at a time, talking about lore, characters, insights, and oh, so many theories of stories like A Court of Thorns and Roses and Fourth Wing.
Fantasy Fangirls is like your personal book club where we analyze and gush over these book series. Join over 100,000 in the community by searching Fantasy Fangirls wherever you get your podcasts or check us out on YouTube.
The person you are trying to call is unavailable. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, it's Rory Murray again from Murray & Wexler in New York. I'm trying to reach Mr. and Mrs. Lay regarding Flight 702. I'm so sorry to chase you. The last thing I want to do is to intrude on your grief. But I think you'll be interested in what I have to say. It's very important that I speak to you. It's something good. It's good news that will benefit you and your family immensely.
Hello?
Mrs. Lay?
Yes, what do you want from us?
I work for a law firm in New York called Murray & Wexler.
I know. What do you want?
We specialize in aviation law, and we represent a number of relatives of passengers lost on Flight 702.
We've had a lot of lawyers call.
Well, we think there's enough evidence to win substantial damages against the airline and the airport authorities for negligence. We've won a lot of such cases.
Money won't bring my son back.
No, of course
we
not.
We don't want to keep talking about it.
Can I at least...
So please don't call again, Mr. Murray. Please don't leave any more messages. It upsets my husband.
Of course. I apologize for causing any distress.
It's okay. Just don't call here again.
I won't call again.
Thank you, Mr.
Rory. Just Rory is fine. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Lay. I think you've shown great dignity. I've spent a lot of time with grieving families. I can only imagine what you're going through when there are just so many unanswered questions. You see, I used to work on the other side for the airlines, so, well, I know what can be hidden from view. Mrs. Lay, are you still there? I'm not like the other lawyers. I'm not here to waste your time. I think Atlantic Airlines have been obstructing the investigation. I know money won't bring your son, Connor, back. But I think this is about more than that. The airline pushed the bird strike theory, then only when the wreckage was found, accepted that there was an explosion on board. And now they are pushing the terrorist theory because it exonerates them of responsibility. Well, I'm going to take them on. And I think I can beat them.
What do you want from us?
Don't you want to know the truth?
What truth? Whose truth? Our truth is that we lost our son. We lost our daughter, too.
Caitlin? Your daughter, Caitlin, right?
Who is it?
What? Well, I have to go.
Yes, I understand, but would it be possible to speak to Caitlin?
She's gone.
Gone? Where?
Who is this?
Miss DeLay, is that...
We don't need any lawyers.
No, I was just speaking to your
don't
wife.
Don't call us anymore.
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
We haven't heard from Caitlin for 6 weeks. The police are looking for her. You see, Mr. Murray, this has been bad for all of us. My daughter was unable to carry on with her life, and now we fear. She was so close to Connor. They were twins. When one goes, the other... Well...
Where was she last seen?
Miami. She went there to see the brother of one of the passengers.
Do you know why?
Why? That's all she did after the crash. She quit school and spent all her college funds just traveling around, meeting relatives, questioning them, recording everything, stirring up pain.
Recording what?
Yes, every interview, every phone call. She couldn't think of anything else.
And what did she do with them, the recordings? Where are they?
We don't know.
Thank you.
Mr. Murray. You've been leaving messages on my phone. Now listen, buddy, if you keep phoning someone and they don't pick up, maybe, just maybe they don't want to talk to you. Just a tip to help you out. Because I'm not interested in your services, okay? I already have legal representation. Now fuck off and leave me and my family alone.
Okay.
Rory, the clinic have called to say the bill hasn't been settled. This is your daughter, your flesh and blood, and you know what? I don't appreciate having to be the one who always...
Look, I got something for you, but you better pay me this time and don't be late, or I won't be working with you again, okay? So I've drawn a blank on Caitlin Lay. She seems to have vanished. No credit card transactions. Her phone was left in the back of a taxi in Miami. She missed the flight she was booked on back to New York. So she'd been talking to a lot of people connected to 702, apparently had gathered a lot of recorded testimony. I don't know what she might have discovered, but I do have one lead. The bereavement officer at Atlantic Airlines. Hold on. Jennifer Wong.
She shut me down.
Oh, did you hear that she's left Atlantic? It might just mean she's more open to, you know.
They can call me when they need to, but essentially the airline has wound down their, have a seat.
Thank you.
That particular service, budgets, et cetera, et cetera. It's a difficult time for the airline industry, as I'm sure you know, so my role was, well, it was time to move on anyway. You're recording this?
Old habits. Do you mind? I've got a terrible memory. My writing is illegible. Even I can't read it.
Right. Okay. In that case, if it's all right with you, I'm going to record too, because my memory is also terrible. So what do you want to know?
So you quit Atlantic?
Yes. I mean, I was ready for a new chapter. There was an opportunity here. It's a small firm. I guess I'd been in the corporate world for long enough.
So your role at Atlantic Airlines was what?
Family support officer. Bereavement counselor.
And they stopped doing that?
Yeah. Well, officially they contracted it out, but essentially, yeah. I guess they felt enough time had passed and, So you said you had some questions you wanted to share with me.
Yes.
And you are legal counsel for one of the families?
For several, yes. We're gathering information.
Against the airline? I'm not sure I'm allowed to say anything that...
No, not against the airline. We're representing the family's interests to make sure they get what they're due.
Can I ask you which families you represent?
You can, but I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to disclose their details at this stage.
I see. How many families?
Again,
you're not at liberty to say.
Yeah.
So is this evidence gathering? I just want to be clear on what this is actually about.
Everything is useful. Anything you can tell me about the conversations between the airline and families?
I was there to help with their emotional needs.
I know. And from what I hear, you did an amazing job under extremely challenging circumstances.
Thank you. Have you ever lost someone, Rory?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Someone who went before their time?
Yes.
Then you would know. Everyone deals with loss in their own unique way. It's especially hard for people when they hang on to the hope that their loved one might still be alive. But in the case of Flight 702, we knew within the first few hours that that was not the case. And my job was to be that bearer of bad news, to convey that information to them as clearly and compassionately and professionally as I could. That was my job.
You wouldn't be breaking any confidences if you were to introduce me to some of the relatives. as someone they can talk to. In confidence, if they wish. Because, well, after events like this, people do sometimes disappear.
Usually because they don't want to be bothered by lawyers like you.
I want to help them.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, so generally speaking, your role was to help the relatives come to terms with the...
Yes.
To give them certainty.
Yes.
The bird strike theory, your job was to push that line.
That was the information we had at the time.
You're not working for the airlines anymore. You can
I can't
absolutely be...
do anything.
Is that because you think there's something to hide? Did you feel the airline wasn't being honest with you, Jennifer?
I have a meeting at 2. If there's nothing else...
Did the airline use you to get the families to sign an NDA and not talk to the press about their concerns? Do you keep in touch with any of them?
They have my new details. They know they can come to me whenever they want to.
Caitlin Lay. Her brother Connor was on the flight. Has she been in touch?
I can't talk about individual clients.
She was talking to the others. She was recording them, putting together some sort of personal investigation into what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Is that a question?
Maybe she was getting too close to the truth.
If you want names, there's a Facebook page. You probably know about it, right? It's a support site for and run by grieving relatives, a safe space. And if you want to reach out to any of them, you can try there. I have got to go. Good luck with it all.
Hola.
Hello. Señor Mori.
Sí, sí, gracias por responder a mi publicación.
¿Tú hablas español?
un poco. My first wife, mi primera esposa era de Venezuela, así que... sorry, my Spanish is a bit... fuera de práctica, lo siento.
It's okay, we can speak English.
Well, as I said in my message, I'm representing a number of relatives, and Monica was, she was cabin crew, right?
Yes.
So, firstly, I need you to know that whatever the airline may have offered you, and I have no reason to know if they did or didn't, whatever they may have made you sign is not important. If they're found to be negligent, the payout we can get you by pursuing this in a court of law will be far in excess
of anything... My daughter is alive.
I'm sorry?
She called me.
What? When?
I want to invite you, Mr. Murray, to our group. Someone who'll take us seriously. Someone who can help us. Come.
So, when you say you had a call from Monica, what did she say?
She said she was healthy and okay, but that she couldn't come home just yet.
Why? Was she being held somewhere?
No. But she said there was something she needed to do. She couldn't tell me. Through here.
Did you record the call? Do you have any...
proof? I thought about that a lot. I guess I was so shocked. It was late at night when she called. Obviously, I wasn't expecting it. I even wondered afterwards if...
You imagined it?
Yes. I can see you are thinking the same thing, Mr. Mori.
No, it's just...
But then I met the others.
The others?
Through here.
Right.
This is Mr. Mori.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Hey.
We meet here in the church once a week.
Sit. Well, have you come to see us, Mr. Murray?
Well, my firm, Murray & Wexler. Here, please, take my card.
Thank you.
We're representing a number of relatives of passengers on board Flight 702, and we are building a case against the airline. Look, I'm sorry, I'm really confused. You seem to be saying you've had contact with passengers on board Flight 702.
Yes.
But the plane crashed into the Atlantic on...
Yes. We don't believe that. That's why we need your help.
We think the plane was diverted.
But the wreckage has been found.
Let me show you something. This is my son, Lucas. He'd been on vacation in France with his mom. She's French.
The moon comes every night to peep to the window where I lie, but I pretend to be asleep. Watch the moon slowly by.
Nice kid.
Lucas had an extra toe on his left foot. Before his mother took him away, we talked about having it removed. Not that it was a problem, but just growing up, we didn't want him to have any insecurities about being different. We didn't want him to spend the rest of his life having to buy different size shoes. So look closely.
What am I looking for?
He has 5 toes on his left foot. The 6th has been removed.
Is it possible his mother, when she took him to France, had it done there?
It takes at least 6 weeks to recover from that kind of operation. But look, no scar, even. I've had doctors examine this, and Lucas was operated on at least 2 months before this video was taken. At least.
So...
He was operated on after Flight 702 disappeared.
See... All of us here have been contacted.
And you were sent this when?
I found it on the internet. Yeah, I've spent the last 6 months scouring the internet looking for him.
Lucas. What's his surname?
James.
Okay, there were 6 minors on Flight 702. I don't recall a Lucas James on the passenger manifest.
His mother was traveling on a different name.
What name was in his passport?
I don't know. She was trying to stop me from seeing him. She changed his name, I think, when she left the family home.
Wait, she took your son...
We were going through a difficult time. We needed time apart, but then we spoke and we decided we wanted to be together again. And they were coming back.
Have you had contact from the airline?
No. They don't accept my son was on the flight. That's why we need you.
Look, I really appreciate you inviting me here, but unfortunately, I'm late for another meeting.
But you'll help us, right?
Mr. Murray, wait, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
I run this group, and I wanted to... Well, hi, I'm Jim Travis.
Hello.
Not everyone here is imagining things. People do that, sure, but some of us are real. I lost my dad.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I just want to honor his memory by helping all the other grieving relatives who need help. We don't ask too many questions of those who come, and we don't want to judge. Well, sure, we get a lot of... Well, you know what I mean, but that's okay. This is a safe place where I hope people can find some peace in the world, and that's all we want. Anyway, if you want names, addresses, telephone numbers, there's a girl who lost her brother. She was going around visiting lots of relatives, collecting stuff, and maybe you should talk to her.
Caitlin. Caitlin Lay.
Yes, Caitlin, that's right.
You've spoken to her?
A few weeks ago. Actually, she was supposed to come to one of our meetings, but she never turned up.
Do you have a number for her?
We don't actually ask for details here. It's part of our approach. But I wouldn't think it's hard to find. She's a psychology student at Vassar. At Vassar College, I believe.
I don't think she's doing that anymore.
She said she was going to Miami to see the brother of one of the passengers.
Do you know which passenger?
Yeah, I think a doctor, she said.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, this is a message for Mr. Hassan Aziz. My name is Rory Murray. I'm a lawyer representing a number of families of the passengers on Flight 702. I'd very much like to talk to you with some news I have. It's good news. I'll try again in a short while. Bye. Petra.
Okay, I'm authorized to send through the airline's proposal.
Proposal?
Yeah, we're putting together a settlement. So I'm contacting all the lawyers representing families.
The airline wants to settle. Why now? It's a bomb. That's what they're saying. So what's going on?
Oh, come on, Rory. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Read it, and we'll get together.
You don't understand. This isn't about money, Petra. My clients want the truth.
You are quite the crusader, aren't you, Rory? Look, you need to look at this seriously. Get back to me if you don't want your clients to miss out. Well, everyone else is on board with it. What's your problem? You need the money. Everyone in the business knows that.
What's my problem? My clients want to know what happened. They want an apology, an admission of culpability. That is how they will get peace. That is how they will begin to rebuild their broken lives. They want the truth. And then we can talk about compensation.
So do you want it or not?
What?
The proposal. I'm just giving it to you ahead of the meeting as a professional courtesy.
Yeah, send it over.
There you go. Right, see you at the meeting on Thursday.
No way.
Dad.
Zara? Is everything okay?
It's horrible here. I don't like it. Can I come back? I just want to get away, Dad. It's awful here.
What?
I can't stay here, Dad.
You need to hang on in there, Zara. Just get everything right, then come back.
Can't I be in a clinic in New York?
Yes, but your mom, she wants to be close to you.
Dad, it's you who doesn't want to be close to me.
No, Zara, why would you say that?
I want to come back. I want to come back. Please, Dad. Talk to Mom.
Zara.
I promise I won't see him again. I know he was bad for me. I accept that now. I'm better. You'll see. I can't handle it here, Dad. We're not allowed to go out. It's like a prison. There are cameras everywhere.
It will get better. You'll get better. You'll see. It will be okay, Zara.
No,
listen,
Dad. It won't. It won't.
Hello? Hello?
It's Mr. Aziz. You left a message.
Ah.
How did you get my number?
Well, there were six doctors on flight 702. Only one of them has a brother living in Miami. Once you have a name, the number's easy.
And how can I help you, Mr. Murray?
I believe Caitlin Lay, the sister of one of the passengers, came to see you a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Can I ask you why?
She wanted to know if my brother was a terrorist. Was there anything else?
Caitlin hasn't been seen since visiting you.
So I hear. I'm sorry I can't offer you any assistance, Mr. Murray. The police are looking for her, I believe. I've told them everything I can. She was lost.
Lost?
Like she didn't know where to go, who to turn to. I told her she needed to mourn her brother, move on and live her life because that was all she had.
What do you think happened to her after she left?
I don't know. I just don't know. But she did call and left a message the next day to thank me.
She called you the next day?
Yes. I told the police that.
Where from?
I don't know. She said she was grateful for my advice and thanked me for the coffee, which she said was the best she ever tasted. That's what I can't work out.
I'm sorry.
You see, I didn't make her any coffee. So I don't know why she said that.
Season 2, Episode 1 of Passenger List, Class Action, featuring Kelly Marie Tran, Ben Daniels, and Elise Din, was written and directed by John Scott Dryden. The story editor is Mike Walker, and the producer, Emma Hearn. Sound design is by Steve Bond, editing by Adam Woodhams, and music by Mark Henry Phillips. Passenger List is a project of Radiotopia from PRX. It is executive produced by Kelly Marie Tran, Julie Shapiro, and John Scott Dryden. For more details, including a full cast list, visit passengerlist.org.
Radiotopia.